I want you to picture a scenario. It's a scenario that I think every single e-commerce founder or, brand manager has lived through, or maybe you're living through it right now.
Yeah, the dreaded day one versus day 500 reality.
Exactly. So imagine it's day one. You've just launched your brand. You have, let's say, 50 products, and you are just obsessing over every single pixel.
Right, you're micromanaging the photo shoot.
You've been on set. You've tweaked the contrast on every image. The lighting is crisp. The shadows match perfectly. The whole vibe is just cohesive. It looks like $1 million.
That's the honeymoon phase. I mean, everything is clean, it's professional, it's manageable. You feel like you're building the next Apple.
Right. But then success happens. You grow. Fast forward to day 500. Now you don't have 50 products, you have 500 SKUs.
And you've hired, what, three different freelance photographers over the last year?
Exactly, because the first one got too expensive or they moved away.
Mm-hmm.
You've used a couple of different agencies for edits. Maybe you dabbled with some quick AI tools to remove a background here or there.
Just to save time.
Yeah. And then you look at your catalog page and what do you see?
You see what the source material calls the patchwork catalog.
The patchwork catalog. It sounds kind of quaint, doesn't it? Like a nice quilt. But in e-commerce,
Yeah.
this is not cozy. It's a nightmare.
It is absolute chaos. You've got a sleek studio shot sitting right next to a grainy lifestyle image, which is sitting next to something with a slightly different background gray.
Like one is cool gray, one is warm gray.
Exactly. And while it might just look messy to you, or maybe you think, oh, customers won't notice, the reality is that to the consumer, it's screaming something very specific. It screams amateur.
And that's our hook for today's deep dive. I'm your host, and joined by our resident e-commerce analyst, we're unpacking some fascinating new research. We aren't just talking about aesthetics today.
No, we are looking at the financial bleeding caused by this exact inconsistency.
Right. And the stakes are high. Based on the sources we're looking at, e-commerce pages with consistent photography see a 30% average uplift in conversion rates.
Which is a massive financial swing.
Hold on, 30%? Just from the pictures matching. That seems incredibly high. Is that really just consistency or is it a better product?
It's the consistency. When you isolate the variable of brand presentation, the data shows consistent visuals lead to overall revenue increases of 23 to 33%.
Wow.
So if you're ignoring that patchwork look because you're, too busy growing or focusing on supply chain, you are literally leaving a third of your potential revenue on the table.
That is huge. So today, our mission is to figure out how to solve this patchwork catalog problem. And the really fascinating part we found in the source material, and the reason we're doing this deep dive now, is that the solution isn't hiring an army of art directors.
Right, it's a completely new class of technology called brand AI.
Yeah. We need to move the conversation past simple tools that just make an image. We're looking at the concept of a virtual creative director.
Specifically, we're going to look at how platforms like your Render.ai are changing the game for decision makers managing hundreds of products.
Okay, let's unpack this patchwork catalog a bit more before we get to the tech. Why does it happen? Is it just laziness?
Not at all. It's usually just the reality of business speed. It's what the industry calls scaling inconsistency. As a brand grows, logistics just get messy.
You simply cannot use the same photographer for every single SKU you forever.
Exactly. Different studios have different lights, different editors have different styles. Even the sun creates different light at different times of day if you're shooting natural light.
Right, you're basically fighting entropy.
And the result is visual chaos. But here is the deeper layer. It creates a trust gap.
The trust gap. I like that term. What does that actually mean for the shopper who's just scrolling on their phone?
Well, think about when you're shopping on Amazon or a direct-to-consumer site. You're scrolling and you see a listing where the photos look off.
Yeah, the lighting is weird, or the product looks pasted in.
Or maybe the first photo is great, but the second one looks like it was taken in a basement. What do you do?
I keep scrolling immediately. It feels risky. Like, is this product even real?
It feels like a scam.
Yeah, it really does.
You scroll past, and our sources show that 75% of shoppers form negative opinions about a brand when product info, including visuals, is inconsistent.
75%.
And 53% of US shoppers will abandon their cart entirely if they are met with conflicting or confusing details.
So the human brain just views that visual inconsistency as a risk signal. It's a subconscious red flag.
Precisely. It signals a lack of care, or worse, a lack of legitimacy. If you can't get the photo right, why should I trust you to get the shipping right?
Now, I want to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people listening might be thinking, well, it's 2026. I'll just use AI to fix it. I'll hop on Midjourney or ChatGPT and generate some cool images.
And that is the logical next step. That's what everyone tries first. But that's where they run into what the sources call the slot machine trap.
The slot machine trap. Explain that. Because tools like Midjourney are amazing. They make incredible art.
They are incredible creative engines, but they work exactly like a slot machine. You pull the lever, which is your prompt, and you get a result. Maybe it's cool, maybe it's artistic, but if you pull the lever again using the exact same prompt, you get something totally different.
The lighting changes, the angle shifts.
Or the logo on your product gets warped, or the fabric looks like plastic, or suddenly the shoe has no laces.
Which is funny for art, but terrible for business.
Right. For an artist, randomness is fun. It's a feature. But for a brand, randomness is a bug. You don't want creative interpretation of your sneaker. You want your specific sneaker in a consistent environment every single time.
You need control, not a slot machine. You need to know that the gray background on product A is the exact same hex code as product B.
Correct. And generic AI models don't care about your hex codes. They care about making a pretty picture based on probability. They don't know you.
So let's talk about the old school way of solving this. Before AI, or even with the early AI tools, if I wanted to fix my patchwork catalog of 200 products, I'd have to rent a studio. I'd have to ship the products.
Mm-hmm. And that is a very painful check to write. The sources broke down the math for a catalog of just 200 products using a professional studio approach.
What are we looking at?
You are looking at a cost range of $57,000 to $116,500.
Wow. Over 100 grand for 200 items? Mm-hmm. That feels steep. Break down that cost for me. How do we get to six figures?
It adds up incredibly fast. You're paying for the photographer's day rate, which is thousands, the studio rental, the lighting tech, the stylist to pin the clothes.
Oh, wait, the styling?
Then the post-production retouching per image, that's $20 to $50 a pop. And let's not forget the logistics. Shipping 200 items, organizing them, steaming the clothes.
And the time. You're not getting those back tomorrow.
No, the turnaround is 2 to 3 weeks minimum. So your product is sitting there, not being sold while you wait for the files.
Versus minutes with AI. But there's another cost here that I found really surprising in the research. It's not just the cost of making the photos, it's the cost of not fixing them.
The cost of returns. This is the silent killer in e-commerce.
The stats here are wild. 22% of product returns happen specifically because the item looked different in the photo than it did in reality.
That's almost a quarter of your returns just because the photo was misleading or inconsistent. That is a massive operational drag.
Because you're paying for shipping both ways.
We're paying shipping, you're restocking, you're often liquidating the item if the packaging is damaged.
There's a great case study in the notes about a brand called Hawthorne & Gray. They're a homeware brand. What happened with them?
They were suffering from this exact issue. They realized their visual inconsistency was hurting them. They revamped their imagery, standardized the lighting, the angles, cleaned up the catalog.
And the results.
Immediate. They saw a 48% reduction in returns.
Almost half. That goes straight to the bottom line. That's pure profit recovery.
And a 35% increase in conversions just by fixing the pictures.
And there was another one, a jewelry brand, Olivia & Pearl.
Yes, smaller scale, but the exact same principle. They invested about £3,510 in upgrading their photography consistency. In 6 months, they saw a 4x ROI on that investment.
So the argument for just doing nothing really doesn't hold water. It's actually costing you more to leave the catalog messy than it is to fix it.
Absolutely. But up until recently, the fix was that $100,000 studio bill. That's why this shift to brand AI is so significant. It bridges the gap between the slot machine of cheap AI and the bankruptcy of a physical studio.
Okay, let's get into the solution. We teased this concept of the virtual creative director. How is this different from just using a tool like Photoshop or a background remover?
The difference is the brain. Most AI tools are transactional. You give them an image, they remove the background. You give them a prompt, they make a picture. Then they forget you. They have no memory.
They treat every interaction like a first date.
Exactly. Brand AI, and this is where platforms like your render.ai are really differentiating themselves, is about persistence. It's about having a system that understands your identity and remembers it.
So looking at your render.ai specifically, the source material positions them as the only persistent brand identity system on the market.
Mm-hmm.
How's that actually work? Do I just upload a PDF of my brand guidelines?
It's even smarter than that. They have a core feature called Brand AI. Essentially, you don't just start generating images. First, the AI analyzes you.
Analyzes the brand itself.
Right. It looks at your website, your assets, your logos, your fonts, your tone of voice. It scans your existing good content to understand your visual language. It builds a brand profile.
So it creates a digital style guide for you.
Yes. And here's the wow factor for me. To do a full brand analysis like that, which essentially sets up your virtual creative director, it costs about 14 credits on their platform.
And for context, hiring a human creative director to sit down, analyze your brand, and write a style guide.
You're talking $500 to $3,000 a day. Easy. Mm. And it would take them a week. Your render is doing the heavy lifting of understanding your vibe for pennies on the dollar and in minutes.
And once it understands that vibe, it governs the output, right? It's not just suggesting things, it's enforcing rules.
That's the key. Whether you're generating a lifestyle shot, a social media post, or a product listing, the AI checked it against that brand profile.
So it ensures the lighting matches the mood board.
It ensures the colors are on palette. It stops the slot machine effect entirely because the AI knows what winning looks like for your specific brand.
That is a game changer. I mean, we see competitors mentioned in the deep dive like Photo Room or Pebble Bay, and they are great for quick edits or one-off shots. I use them myself for quick tasks.
They're fantastic tools, no doubt, but they lack that persistent brand brain. If you use them today and then come back in a month, you have to re-explain what you want. You have to re-prompt the style.
Right.
With a brand AI system, the consistency is baked in. It remembers that you like high contrast, dramatic shadows without you having to say it every single time.
Now, this consistency problem gets even worse when we talk about where these products actually live. Because it's not just your own website anymore. You aren't just selling on mybrand.com.
No, it's what the sources call the multi-channel nightmare.
I love that title, the multi-channel nightmare. Break it down for us. Why is selling on Amazon different from selling on Instagram visually?
Okay, take a coffee mug. On Amazon, they have very strict requirements. Pure white background, RGB 255, 255, 255, no props. The product has to fill 85% of the frame. It's completely clinical.
Right. Boring, but necessary to sell there.
Now take that exact same on to Shopify. You have more freedom, but you generally want consistent square aspect ratios, maybe 20, 48 pixels. You want it to look clean but branded.
And then you go to social media.
Then you hit Instagram or TikTok. If you post that white background Amazon image on Instagram,
nobody likes it.
It looks like an ad. It gets zero engagement.
It kills the vibe. You need it on a rustic wooden table, morning sunlight streaming in, vertical 9.16 ratio.
Exactly. So for one single product, you need three or four completely different visual assets. If you have 500 products, you are suddenly looking at managing 2,000 specific images.
That sounds exhausting just hearing it. And really expensive.
It is. And that's where your Render's product kit generator comes in.
Yeah.
This is the feature that solves the volume problem.
Explain the product kit. Is it just a batch processor?
Ideally, yes. You upload your product photo once. The brand AI, which already knows your style, then generates the entire suite.
It automatically creates the white background version for Amazon.
Yes, and the lifestyle shot for Shopify and the vertical creative for Instagram.
All at once, from one upload.
All at once, and it's all adhering to your specific mood board. They have access to something like 55 premium styles in their library, or you can use your own custom profile.
And this is powered by their specific engine, right? I saw Nano Banana Pro in the notes. I have been asked about that name.
I know the name is fun, but the tech is very serious. Nano Banana Pro is their premium image engine. It's powered by Google Gemini 3.
Okay, so we are talking top-tier underlying models here.
Yes. And what's important about Gemini 3 in this context is its ability to handle complex lifestyle scenes while keeping the product authentic. A lot of early AI struggled with this.
Right. It makes the scene look great, but the product looks fake. Or the text on the label turns into alien gibberish.
The dreaded AI hallucination.
Exactly.
This engine is designed to keep the product looking like the actual product. It understands that the label text needs to be legible and the logo absolutely shouldn't warp.
Which goes right back to that trust gap we talked about earlier. If the product looks fake, nobody buys it.
Exactly. If the label is misspelled because the AI hallucinated, you've lost the customer immediately.
All right, so we've covered photos. But we all know e-commerce is moving, or honestly, has already moved to video.
The next frontier.
And usually, video is where the budget really explodes. Photos are one thing, but video production. That's lights, camera, action, sound. But your render seems to be tackling this too.
They are, and this is a major differentiator in the market. A lot of these AI photo tools are just that, photo tools. Your render includes access to high-end video engines like Veeo 3.1, Kling 2.6, and Seedance 1.5 Pro.
These are some of the heavy hitters in AI video generation right now.
They are, but the problem with those tools individually is the same as the photo tools. You have to prompt them, edit them, stitch them together. Your render wraps them in a workflow they call Video Director V2. It's basically an agency in a box.
How does that actually work? You don't just type make a video of a shoe, right?
No, it's much more structured. It casts a hero portrait, so it creates a consistent model for your brand. It creates storyboards. It generates the scenes. It even adds voiceovers.
Wow.
You can produce a full 30-second ad that looks like it had a production crew all from your desktop.
And I saw something in the deep dive notes about influencer mode.
Yes, this is huge for that TikTok-style content. UGC user-generated content.
Which is everything right now. Mm. People trust regular people more than they trust brands.
Exactly. But getting authentic UGC is incredibly hard. You have to ship free product to 50 influencers, hope they actually post, hope the lighting isn't terrible. With influencer mode, the AI can create videos that look like an influencer holding or talking about your product.
That is wild. The ability to generate UGC without the user sounds like a paradox.
It is a paradox. It's synthetic user-generated content.
Does it hit the uncanny valley, though? Does it look creepy or fake?
It's getting better every single month. Is it perfect? Maybe not for a giant cinematic screen yet, but for a scrolling feed on TikTok where you have 3 seconds to grab attention, it's often good enough to stop the scroll. It provides the aesthetic of authenticity at scale.
So let's zoom out a bit. We're talking about tools that used to be science fiction like 2 years ago. What does the market look like right now for this tech?
It's exploding. The AI product photography market was about $450 million in 2024. By 2035, it's projected to be $5 billion.
That's a massive jump. That's not a trend. That's a structural shift in how retail works.
And AI image editing is currently the fastest growing software category. It's up 441% year over year. Everyone is adopting this.
But what does this mean for the little guy, the mid-sized brand? Because usually, big tech benefits big companies first.
Actually, I think this is a leveling of the playing field. That's the democratization aspect of the research.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Wayfair. Wayfair is a giant. They generate something like 50 images per product using their own massive proprietary tech stack.
Right. They have the billions in resources to build their own engines.
Exactly. But now, a team managing 100 to 500 products, maybe just a team of 3 people, can achieve that exact same scale using tools like your render.
So you don't need the massive headcount anymore.
You just need the right AI architecture.
There's a quote in the research that I absolutely love. It says, leaders are moving from prompting to orchestrating.
That's the perfect way to put it. Prompting is typing words and hoping for the best. That's the slot machine. That's the junior level. Orchestrating is managing the brand vision.
You set the parameters.
Yes, you set the brand AI, and then you let the virtual creative director execute all the heavy lifting.
It effectively removes the bottleneck of content creation entirely.
It does, and it frees up the human team to do what? To think about strategy, to think about the customer. Not to spend 6 hours cropping backgrounds or emailing photographers about lighting setups.
So to wrap this up for everyone listening, if you are sitting on a patchwork catalog right now, you are bleeding money.
You are. You're losing 30% on conversions, and you're losing money on returns because customers just don't trust what they see.
And the old solution, the expensive physical studio, isn't the only way anymore.
No. Brand AI, tools like your render, offer a way to fix the consistency problem at a fraction of the cost and time. It's about building a system, not just making a pretty picture.
It's about consistency, not just creativity. So here is a final thought for you to chew on. We've talked about this virtual creative director. We've talked about AI that can analyze your brand, internalize your soul, your lighting, your mood, your texture, and then replicate it perfectly, instantly, and cheaply.
It's incredibly impressive technology.
It is. But if the AI can build the car, and it can even drive the car to some extent, what is left for the human marketer?
That's the big question.
The answer, I think, is the destination. The AI can build the assets, it can fill the catalog, but you still have to decide where the brand is actually going. The strategy, the story.
The shift from maker to manager.
Exactly. The question is, are you ready to hand over the keys to the production line so you can focus on driving the car?
Really gives you something to think about.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you on the next one.